You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Who do you trust?
Paul, the name of the game is Who Do You Trust? It's real, real simple. Debbie and I are each going to read a statement. One of us is lying our butt off.
Okay.
And that's the person you don't want to trust, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Because of a lack of money, some regions of China encourage tourists to use their chewing gum to patch parts of the Great Wall.
Communism at work.
Okay.
And in 2006, four people died while eating Ritz crackers. Tell me something.
So let me see here.
Who do you trust?
I think I trust you, Charlie.
That is exceptional. Really good stuff right there.
Can you believe my chewing gum patch for the Great Wall?
That was such crap.
It's like the finger in the dike, right? I think he's
going to
be choking on a cracker.
Well, cool. You are going tomorrow night to Coyote Joe's big concert, CMT on tour, with John Party and Midland and Runaway June, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So how exceptional is or was your baby? There was this mother in China. She was 35 weeks pregnant and was experiencing extreme pain and had problems with her blood pressure, pulse, and breathing. At first, specialists thought that her womb had been ruptured and performed an ultrasound. Ooh. What they found was surprising. It showed that the baby had kicked through the uterus wall into the mom's abdominal cavity.
Oh, my God.
Kicked a hole in her.
That's awful. Is that real?
That is real. After examining the woman's medical history, it was discovered that she had fibroids removed from her womb, and it had made it, I guess, soft in one place, and the baby just honed in on it. And
vulnerable.
Kicked it.
He found a place.
He kicked
it's
the
like
door
I'm
in.
Ready to get
I'm
out.
I'm coming out now. That's a story that kid, that mother will tell that story about that kid the rest of his life. You know, you tried to kick your way out of him.
He was determined.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What made or makes your child exceptional? What's that story that you tell or told their whole life? This guy's never going to outrun kicking out the womb.
Yeah, if he does not make something very special of himself as an adult, I would be disappointed.
Doesn't this sound like one of those Olympic stories?
Yes.
Where they would go, and you know, or like on The Voice. I knew he was special when he tried to kick his way out of my womb. What makes your kid exceptional? That story you'll be telling about him the rest of his life.
Calling in about what makes your child exceptional?
Yes.
We were at a modeling audition with my cousin and her kids, and my cousin's daughter got up on the walkway, and she wasn't very good, whatever. The lady looks over at my daughter. She said, "You look pretty." And she told her, she said, "Why don't you try out?" Like, it doesn't cost anything. My daughter got up on the runway at 5 years old. She's been modeling for 5.5 years now. She just turned 11.
Wow.
She's been in three different Carolina bridal fairs here in Charlotte. She's been to, like, six different fashion shows. One was New York Fashion Week. We've been to Jacksonville. We've been to Columbia.
Isn't she a little young to be modeling wedding dresses?
No, it's like flower girl dresses.
Oh, okay. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What makes your kid exceptional? What's that one story you've been telling about them their whole life?
Okay, so on the day my oldest was born and my youngest, they both held their head up the day they were born.
Is that exceptional?
That is. That's very strong.
Okay, I don't know about babies, so is that's good stuff if they can do that?
Yeah. Yeah, normally it's 2 months old, you know, they hold their head up. But I took my oldest to the doctor, and she said, yeah, she's advanced, because she was still, like, she was wanting to hold her head up the whole time, so.
Because, you know, that Chinese baby kicked his way out of the womb. They essentially could have headbutted their way out of hers.
I want to know how long she was in pain for, though.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
That's awful. Hey, so you're taking stories on exceptional children?
Yeah, that one story that you've been telling about your kid their whole life that makes them exceptional.
Okay, well, my son, at the age of 2, would watch us use the computer, and he was quite curious.
And then all of a sudden he would sit in our lap and he started using the mouse. But by the age of 2.5, my son started installing favorites on the computer.
No!
So to this day, he is still such a computer genius that at the age of 10, he built his own computer.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I'm buying stock in this one.
I will say that my son is exceptional when it comes to computers.
We will
all be working for this nerd one day.
Yes,
all of us.
Will.
Hopefully. And you know what? Hopefully he's my early retirement. You never know.
That's right.
If you were to take a portrait of my early retirement, it would be my son standing in front of a Shell station with a scratch-off ticket.
I hope so.
That's about the extent.
Hey, are you still doing about the children?
Yeah,
yes.
What makes your child exceptional? What's that one story you've been telling his or her whole life?
My oldest son, he was beating a Mario game at 2 years old.
Wow. I couldn't even do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when that happened, I was like, whoa, I know I've got me a very intelligent child here.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. This all got started. There was a woman in China who was 35 weeks pregnant, and she had severe abdominal pain. Yada, yada, to the end, the doctors discovered that her child, he had kicked his way out of her womb. He had literally kicked a hole in the womb.
I mean, you know that kid's going to cause you pain the rest of your life, but that's pretty early to start, you know?
So what makes your kid exceptional? What's that one thing that he or she did that you've been telling that story their whole life?
My son is 20 years old, and I can get him into places that are 12 and under for free.
All right.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
This is one of the dirtiest things in a doctor's office.
Surprise you?
I had never thought about it, but I guess it makes sense.
This is one of the dirtiest things in a doctor's office. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
All right, you got a winner yet?
Not even close. This is one of the dirtiest things in a doctor's office. What?
How about a magazine?
Dirty magazines. What kind of doctor did you go to?
Well, you know, the magazines, everybody puts their hands all over them.
Oh, sure. Now you're changing your tune. Yeah.
Well, you know. Well, I mean, you know, they do that.
And I quit while you're ahead.
I'm calling for the smartest person in the QC.
This is one of the dirtiest things in the doctor's office. What?
The stirrup. Put your feet in to get examined.
This is a girl thing, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, no, I've never had anything that I would find on a saddle.
Yeah, you're lucky.
In the doctor's office, no. New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie working on the smartest person in the QC.
It's a stethoscope.
Not it, bud.
Yes, I was calling about the smartest person in the QC.
This is one of the dirtiest things in the doctor's office. What is it?
Did it say chair?
Chair.
No. Chair.
Did your doctor's office, when you were little, did you have a section, like, if you were really sick, that it was, like, way off in a corner or in another room?
Yeah, sometimes they have a sick waiting room and a well waiting room if you're just there for a checkup.
I always hated when mom had us in the sick waiting room because people would walk by like, oh, those are the sick children.
They pity you.
You haven't answered yet.
This is one of the dirtiest things in the doctor's office. What is it?
An ink pen.
You would think, like, right up at the receptionist area where everybody's touching everything all the time? That would be nasty. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I think I've got the smartest person, and I'm 99% sure.
This is one of the dirtiest things in a doctor's office. What?
It's a lab coat.
You are so close, and yet so far.
Far. It must be a stethoscope. I used to work at the hospital, and they told us we had to wash them every day.
Oh, well, you should.
But yeah. Nobody thought about it.
No, but it's not stethoscope either.
Smartest person in the QC.
Hey, did you find a winner yet?
No, this is one of the dirtiest things in the doctor's office. What is it?
I was going to say the doctor's clothing.
More specific.
Like either their lab coat or their tie, either one.
We'll take
tie.
It. Tie is what we were looking for. Yeah, the doctor's tie is said to be one of the dirtiest things in the doctor's office.
I guess it hangs down and it can be dragged through something.
Well, and unlike a stethoscope, which, you know, they wipe clean and you know, disinfect with everything, you can't disinfect a tie.
Yeah. Somebody sneezes all over
wash it in between every patient.
Yeah, because if somebody sneezes all over the doctor, it's all over his tie.
Ew.
Exactly.
Who is this?
My name's Meredith.
Meredith, step into the spotlight and tell us what we need to hear.
That I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Time for a drink run. Right now in McDonald's, you can get any size soft drink, sweet tea, or McCafe coffee for just $1. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
Think feeding a teenager is expensive and fun and you have a lot of food in the house? Get a load of this from ESPN. To feed an NFL team, this is a weekly deal. To feed an NFL team, an organization must provide 500 pounds of beef, 700 pounds of chicken, and 250 pounds of fish weekly. Also, they go through some 60 pounds of broccoli, 50 bunches of asparagus, and 56 pounds of strawberries. And here I was wondering how K.K. Short kept his girlish figure.
God, oh it's the, how many pounds? 60 pounds of broccoli. Wow, that's some buffet they got going on there.
Five, I mean, you figure, I figure with the numbers. Let's just throw it out, 60 players. 60 players on an NFL roster. That's 10 pounds of beef, more than 10 pounds of chicken. I mean, my God. It's a lot of meat for 1 week.
No wonder when they fall on somebody, they crush them.
just amazing. Wales Online claims the Wales, England police recently arrested one Richard Stillman after he stuffed two bottles of vodka down the front of his pants and left an Aldi grocery store without paying. Aldi must be different over there. Do they have booze at the Aldi here? You were just there not too long ago. Did you see any booze there?
I wasn't shopping for that at Aldi, but maybe.
I don't think they do. Security guards confronted Stillman because they heard the bottles clanging.
That's a dead giveaway.
He then threatened them with a steak knife before running off.
Where'd he get the steak knife?
That's my question. Cops tracked Stillman down before charging him with theft. He's been jailed for 26 months. You know who I blame this on? The people who shut down the circus. You got a guy running around with steak knives and bottles clanging around in his pants. 6 months ago, his name was Bello the Clown. Now he's inmate number 68425.
I love you guys. Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.